Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Several hundred fruit and vegetable growers are expected at the joint annual meetings of those two state groups and a few others next Monday and Tuesday at Lexington's Embassy Suites Hotel. UK vegetable specialist Tim Coulong says for many of them, 2012 has been an interesting year.
It'll be mixed. Certainly for some of the small fruit growers, this year was great. For some of the other ones, we did have a late April freeze, and so there were a number of growers, particularly as you move to the eastern part of the state, that did have some poor crops this year.
Coulong, who's been with UK since 08, says on the vegetable side, 2012 production results depended.
If they had plenty of irrigation, this tended to be a pretty good year. Even though it was incredibly hot and dry, overall, most of our growers did well. During that hot spell in July, we did have problems with fruit set on beans and tomatoes and a few other vegetable crops. But outside of that, things went fairly well.
In his first year at the joint conference in 08, they had about 350. Last year, adding more related group meetings, they had close to 600 attendees.
We've added sections for organic production, and the grape and wine section has expanded significantly. But I would say certainly there's a growing interest in diversification and producing fruits and vegetables.
We'll be right back.
Need a better job? Need technical training? Want to go to college but didn't finish high school? You can take free classes to get your GED diploma. Contact your local adult education center or go to knowhowtogokentucky.org. That's knowhowtogokentucky.org. Don't delay. Start today. This message brought to you by Kentucky Adult Education, Council on Post-Secondary Education. knowhowtogokentucky.org.
The joint annual meetings of the fruit and vegetable grower groups and a couple of others will run next Monday and Tuesday at Lexington's Embassy Suites. UK's Tim Coulong says the production seminars are real opportunities, and so are marketing sessions on everything from Kentucky Proud to the Farm to School marketing program.
And last year, actually, we had a Farm to School session, and this year we'll have representatives from the Farm to School program. It's an area that there's been a tremendous interest in. It allows people to produce a product nearly all year round and market it locally and get a reasonable price. The Department of Agriculture always has booths, and several employees will give talks at the conference and discuss Kentucky Proud and the local food movement. So it plays a big role in the topics covered in the conversation at the conference.
Registration details online at kyvga.org. That's kyvga.org. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.